Hello, podcast friends. Your host, Pedro Diaz, aka Peter Days. Welcome to the Cultural Broker, the Latino Experience. And today we're going to read a speech, one of my favorite speeches from my class, Harvard EdX Rhetoric, The Art of Persuasive Writing and Public Speaking. Yes, I love to name drop Harvard EdX. So many times I said that already, and whatever. You know what? It's actually a great class, and it's under edX.org, which is a non-for-profit, and they have affordable classes from a lot of great schools. Of course, I'm not even going to say the name anymore. It's one of the more prestigious and recognized names in education, right? All right. And the last episode, that was a speech that I wrote for healthcare for everyone, and it was just the ending of this class, and today I'm finishing, but I wanted to go back and read this speech because, man, gun control is such a politics is controversial, and I want to give Sarah Brady. And I'll give you a little bit more about her. Let me tell you a little bit about Sarah Brady. The speaker, Sarah Brady, was a lifelong Republican who spent much of her career working for a Republican congressman, the Republican National Committee. As such, she was an unlikely advocate for gun control, a position more commonly associated with the political left. Her advocacy began shortly after March 30, 1981, the day that John Hinckley Jr. attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. Sarah's husband and Reagan's press secretary, James Brady, was one of the four people wounded in the assassination attempt and was left permanently disabled by his injuries. They became active lobbying organization Handgun Control Inc., which later became Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and a couple efforts accumulating the passage of the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, the Brady's Bill. And of course, it passed despite the votes and Brady Bill was signed by Bill Clinton in 1993 and went into effect in 1994. It passed despite the vociferous opposition of the National Rifle Association, NRA, which spent millions of dollars lobbying against it. A little bit about the speech. Again, Sarah Brady's husband was at her side when she delivered the speech in 1996 Democratic National Convention in Chicago and Illinois. And both registered Republican Brady's were by the point heavily involved in campaigning for restriction of gun purchases, were frequent targets of NRA criticism. This is a short speech, but I think it's powerful, and in my opinion, I don't want to see anyone die a violent death of guns. And man, it's part of our human history. But if we can save some people, we should probably put in some laws to protect against that. So let's, and of course, it's a controversial topic because the right says Second Amendment. I wouldn't take the guns away. All the guns away, but just a limited, just like, man, let's get a psych assessment on some people or criminal background check at least, man. It's easier to get a gun than a job. So let's get to it. So this is a speech, Sarah Brady, 1996, Democratic National Convention, keynote. Sarah Brady, Jim, we must have made a wrong turn. This is in San Diego. Jim Brady, I told you, Sarah, this is the Democrats' convention. 15 years ago, Jim was White House press secretary. Our son Scott was just 2 years old. All of our dreams had come true. But then one rainy afternoon in March, our dreams were shattered by an assassination attempt on President Reagan. President Reagan was shot, and so was Jim. We almost lost Jim that day, and we almost lost the president. But thanks to the heroism of the Secret Service and the determination of the physicians and staff at George Washington Hospital, Jim lived, and so did the president. Thank God. But our lives will never be quite the same. All it took was one gun, one bullet, and one man who should never had owned a gun. Every year in this country, nearly 40,000 Americans are killed with firearms. More than 100,000 more are wounded. Every 2 hours, another child is killed with a gun. And with each death and each wound, another American dream, another American family is shattered. This must stop. Jim and I decided that we should do something about it, not as Republicans, but as Americans. I became chair of handgun control, and Jim and I joined together in speaking out against gun violence. We have traveled from coast to coast during the past 10 years. We have met thousands of gun violence victims and their families. Their stories continue to break our hearts, especially those involving children. That's why we supported legislation that would require a waiting period for the purchase of handgun. The idea was simple: establish a cooling off period and give police the time they need to conduct a background check on the buyer. Let me read that again. The idea was simple: establishing a cooling off period and give a police the time they need to conduct a background check on the buyer. I think that's reasonable. Introduced in 1987, the Brady Bill was an overnight success. Every major law enforcement group endorsed it. So did former President Reagan, Carter, Ford, and Nixon. In fact, 9 out of 10 Americans supported a waiting period. It just made sense. But year after year, the gun lobby defeated the Brady Bill. The National Rifle Association said that 7 days or even 7 hours was just too long to wait to buy a handgun. It was an inconvenience. Well, our family can tell the gun lobby a little bit about the inconvenience, the despair, and the pain that can result from a gunshot wound. But don't take our word for it. Ask anyone whose life has been touched by gun violence. In 1991, both houses of Congress passed the Brady Bill. Jim and I were elated, but the gun lobby and the threat of a presidential veto again killed the Brady Bill once again. It was then that we learned the value of having a president who is really committed to putting an end to gun violence. And 4 years ago, the American people elected just such a president, President Bill Clinton. In his first State of the Union address, told Congress, "If you pass the Brady Bill, I'll sure sign it." After 7 long years, Congress finally passed the Brady Bill, and President Clinton kept his promise. He signed it into law. "Thank you, Mr. President." That moment was the proudest moments of our lives. Let me tell you why. Since the Brady Law went to effect in February 28, 1994, the Brady Law has stopped more than 100,000 convicted felons and others prohibited purchasers from buying a handgun. Today and every day, the Brady Law is stopping an estimated 85 felons from buying a handgun. But we need to do more. We should, as President Clinton proposed today, stop people convicted of domestic violence from buying a gun. Jim and I are proud to join with you tonight in saluting the great job that President Clinton has done in fighting crime and gun violence. He's a hunter, he's a sportsman, but he understands the difference between a Remington rifle and an AK-47. He knows that you don't go hunting with an Uzi. Mr. President, you deserve our thanks. And a big bear thumbs up. Jim Brady. But gun violence is not a Democratic or Republican problem. It's a problem that affects each and every one of us. It was a Democratic Congress which passed the Brady Bill and a Democratic president who signed it. But we could never have passed the Brady Bill without the support of a lot of Republicans, including former President Ronald Reagan. And we could never have passed it without the support of law enforcement officials. But now, we need your help. This battle is not about guns. It's about families. It's about children. It's about our future. You can't have strong families without safer children. The gun lobby likes to say that Jim and I are trying to take guns away from hunters and sportsmen. The gun lobby is wrong. To the hunters and sportsmen of America, we say, keep your guns. Just give us the laws that we need to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and out of the hands of children. In 1968, Senator Robert Kennedy expressed his great optimism about ending gun violence in America. He told a crowd of supporters in Los Angeles that we are a great country, an unselfish country, and a compassionate country. Moments later, an assassin bullet took his life. But he was right then, and he's right now. We are a great country. We are a compassionate country. Jim and I are full of hope. And with all of us working together, we can restore peace in our neighborhoods. We can eliminate random gun violence. And we can preserve the American dream for all of us. Don't do it for Sarah and Jim Brady. Mr. Brady, do it for all of our children.